you allow U.S. interrogators to waterboard terrorist prisoners in order to extract information?
Absolutely. Of course it's bad, but it's not like, it's not chopping off heads, folks, okay, that I can tell you. But I'd make it also much worse. They said, what do you mean? I said, I'd do much worse.
Colonel, this man is a disgusting person. I do not wish to be ousted with him.
We make no distinction.
Colonel, may I respectfully protest our arrest? We are only following orders, nothing more. As a fellow soldier, surely you must understand.
Now you're no longer a soldier. You are all war criminals. All of you. Lock them up. These Nazi bastards.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. Welcome to day 475. Gina Haspel appeared before members of the Senate Intelligence Committee today for her confirmation hearing to become the next head of the Central Intelligence Agency. Haspel refused to answer several questions from the senators, including questions regarding her time in charge of a CIA black site in Thailand. Haspel also refused to say whether she thought it was immoral for CIA agents to torture suspected terrorists in the search for information.
One question I've not heard you answer is, do you believe that the previous interrogation techniques were immoral?
Senator, I believe that CIA officers to whom you referred...
It's a yes or no answer. Do you believe the previous interrogation techniques were immoral? I'm not asking, do you believe they were legal? I'm asking, do you believe they were immoral?
Senator, I believe that CIA...
It's
did extraordinary
yes no
work to prevent another attack on this country, given the legal tools that we were authorized
Please
to use.
Please answer yes or no. Do you believe in hindsight that those techniques were immoral?
Senator, what I believe sitting here today is that I support the higher moral standard we have decided to hold ourselves to.
Can you please
to.
Answer the question?
Senator, I think I've answered the question.
No, you've not. Do you believe the previous techniques, now armed with hindsight, do you believe they were immoral? Yes or no?
Senator, I believe that we should hold ourselves to the moral standard outlined in the Army Field Manual.
Okay, so I understand that you've not answered the question, but I'm going to move on.
Senators were visibly frustrated by Haspel's unwillingness to definitively say whether she believed it was wrong at the time to waterboard suspects.
Today, I'm not really interested in whether you believe those techniques were legal, but I am interested in the question that Senator Warner asked you. We got a very legalistic answer to that question. Let me ask you again, were these the right thing to do? Are they consistent with American values, fundamentally? What do you believe?
Senator, I believe very strongly in American values and America being an example to the rest of the world.
But that's about Congress and all of us. I want to know what you think.
I think that we should hold ourselves to a stricter moral standard, and I would never allow CIA to be involved in coercive interrogations.
Where was that moral compass at the time?
The New York Times and The Hill say a report from the Senate Intelligence Committee concluded that Russia conducted an unprecedented coordinated cyber campaign in order to undermine confidence in U.S. voting systems that started as early as 2014 and continued through Election Day 2016. The report says the Russians targeted at least 18 states looking for vulnerabilities, and in six states they tried to gain access to voting websites. In, quote, a small number of states, end quote, they actually breached election computer defenses. The committee said it found no evidence that vote tallies or voter registration information was changed, but that Russian hackers were, quote, in a position to, at a minimum, alter or delete voter registration data, end quote. Top White House officials withheld information sought by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, siding with senior FBI and national intelligence officials who say the information could endanger a top-secret intelligence source. The Washington Post says the decision marks a rare moment of agreement between the White House and the Justice Department. After they refused the request, Nunes publicly suggested that he may try to hold Jeff Sessions in contempt for refusing to comply. Some administration officials worry that Trump will change his mind and support Nunes's argument that, quote, Congress has a right and a duty to get this information, end quote. Next, CNN says one of the women who accused Donald Trump of sexual misconduct has won her primary bid for state office in Ohio. Rachel Crooks accused Trump of kissing her without her consent in 2005 and then went public with her claims in 2016. She is now the Democratic nominee for a seat in the Ohio State Legislature. NBC News is reporting that Michael Cohen contacted the drug giant Novartis after the 2016 election and promised access to the new administration. Robert Mueller later requested information about the company and the offer. Quote, Cohen contacted us after the new administration was in place, said a Novartis official. He was promising access to the new administration, end quote. After Cohen contacted Novartis, they signed a one-year, $1.2 million contract with Cohen. This new information only came to light after Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, released a summary of bank transactions that he says show payments from various companies to a company controlled by Cohen. Avenatti suggested that Cohen was selling access to the President of the United States and later called on Trump and Cohen to release their bank records.
Let me say this. To the extent that it's not accurate, the President and Michael Cohen should clear this up this morning. They should release the bank statements this morning.
And finally, The Independent, The Hill, Politico, and The Washington Post say Trump mused about taking away press credentials from media outlets over negative coverage of him. Quote, why do we work so hard in working with the media when it's corrupt? Trump tweeted. Take away credentials? Trump was apparently responding to a segment on Fox and Friends, which cited a study from the Media Research Center, a right-wing media watchdog. The study says 91% of network news stories about Trump are negative. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. North Korea handed over 3 American prisoners to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and they're now on their way home from Pyongyang. 2. Don Blankenship lost in the West Virginia Republican U.S. Senate primary on Tuesday, following the coordinated effort by Mitch McConnell and leaders of the Republican Party to sink his bid. And 3. A group of Republicans are trying to force a vote to save the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in defiance of Paul Ryan. House GOP moderates filed a discharge petition that would trigger a series of votes on 4 immigration bills if 218 members sign on. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
We have laws that we have to abide by. So I say we're going to have to strengthen the laws and toughen up the laws, and we're going to have to make ourselves tougher. Because they can chop off heads, they can put people in steel cages and drop them in the water, and we can't waterboard. How stupid are we? How stupid are we?